Eating is an emotional experience, which is why managing your weight needs to be a psychological one. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
Everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, May 16th edition. Happy Wednesday to everybody. We got two different slates to break down today, a 9-game early, 5-game main slate, and weather is a issue yet again. Yep, it's going to be a big issue. Hope you guys avoided too much of the problems last night, as it was. We only had one cancellation and one postponement, so I guess it could have been worse when we first looked at things, but it's bad again. You got White Sox and Pittsburgh, rain increases as the day goes on, so that's going to be interesting. Philadelphia, Baltimore, yet again, 50 to 60% chances of rain. Toronto and the Mets, it starts out about 80% chance and drops down to about 60%. Either way, not good. Tampa Bay, Kansas City, about 20 to 30%, so not too bad. Wind blowing out in center in San Francisco between the Reds and the Giants. On your night slate, you have Yankees at Nats, 60 to 70% chances of rain, and Chicago at Atlanta, 50 to 60% chances of rain. So not good overall. This could just be one of those days that's going to might be worth taking off if you don't want to play the weather game. When you look at the totals on the day, a lot of these totals aren't even out yet because we have a bunch of pitching changes. We're assuming for Philadelphia, Baltimore, Pavetta, Cashner, we're waiting on that. White Sox, Pirates, Tyon's supposed to be back, so we're waiting on that. Indians, Tigers, are bringing up Ryan Carpenter to pitch for the Tigers, a lefty, waiting on that. Cardinals, Twins, totals 9.5. Blue Jays, Mets, 7.5. Rays, Royals, 9. Brewers, D-backs, 9. Rangers, Mariners, waiting on that one. Reds, Giants, 8.5, because they're waiting to see who the Mariners decide to throw out there to be some youngster, I believe. When you go to the evening slate, Yankees, Nationals, 7.5. Dodgers, Marlins, 7.5. A's, Red Sox, 8.5. Cubs, Braves, 9.5. Astros, Angels, 7.5. So a lot of question marks here early on this Wednesday morning between weather and pitching changes and all kinds of fun stuff. So we're going to give you the best we can. I recommend hitting us up in the Slack chat for any other questions you have as the day goes on. As I woke up to some green screens from some folks, which is always good to see. Let's get into your early slate of action. Your highest priced arm is Trevor Bauer at $12,800 at the Detroit Tigers. Bauer is about 20 to 25 points on average most starts with upside due to his 26.1% K percentage, good ground ball rate of 46.5%. Detroit striking out about 20% of the time, 21% give or take. So Bauer, if you want to pay all the way up, is the top price guy, but it's like I've been saying the last few days, you saw it with Cole. Cole still pitched well. If you were just a regular fan, you take that start. It's not worth the $13,000 he was. Same with the day before. It's just you got to be perfect when you're at that price tag. So Bauer, can he be perfect? Yes, it's risky, but 11-8, I could go with it. You got Miles Mikolas at 11,000. I love Mikolas. He's been outstanding. Just not a big K upside guy, so I'll be looking elsewhere. But if the slate dictates with rain and weather, he comes more attractive. Let's put it that way. J.A. Happ, $9,300 at the New York Mets is a option I will be looking at. We talked about yesterday how bad the Mets are against left-handed pitching, one of the worst in baseball. Happ's coming off back-to-back really rough starts against Seattle and at Tampa Bay, but prior to that, was outstanding this season. So you have to hope he gets back on track. So if you don't want to take that risk, I get it. But again, a Mets team that strikes out 27% of the time versus left-handed pitching, and they have a 255 WOBA and .080 ISO against left-handed pitching. Just really, really bad stuff there when you break it all down. Happ's got a 24% K rate, ground ball rate of almost 48%. So lots to like there with Happ. If he just gets his game back on track, pitching at National League ballpark could also help with no DH. So Happ at 9,300 is definitely on play for me. In that same matchup, if you want to go GPP, Zach Wheeler, he is literally the Jekyll and Hyde on the mound. He can be outstanding and get you 20 to 25 points, or he can get blown up. It's a Toronto team that does have some power in their lineup, but it's also Wheeler who can get it done. No DH for Toronto is always a nice thing to look at. and they strike out over 24% of the time versus right-handed pitching. So Wheeler is an interesting play, is risky, but Toronto has a 3.8 total. Lefty's 335, righty's 333, but it's one of the lower totals on the slate. So Wheeler is in play for GPPs, but it's definitely risky between Weather and him all around. Drop down a little more. Jameson Taillon at $7,600 in a good matchup against the Chicago White Sox. We saw what Trevor Williams did yesterday. That's what you can do against this White Sox team. They can explode from time to time. There's no sugarcoating that. Taillon's been much better at home, by the way, than on the road. Hopefully the hand issue's fixed, but it's supposed to be. You got a K upside of about 24% in this matchup. He's got the ground ball rate and all that good stuff working in his favor. Just gotta stay on the field. And lefty's at 308, righty's only 272. So he's pitched really, really well this year overall. Struggled a bit of late. The injury didn't help. But going up against a White Sox team they can blow up. And on a day slate like this, the options are limited. So Taillon at 76 is someone I can definitely get behind. Nick Pivetta, 72 at Baltimore. We talked about it yesterday. He's got very good strikeout stuff. Baltimore, 24% K rate. Righty heavy lineup. And Pivetta has just torched right-handed bats to like a 32 or 33% strikeout rate. We broke all this down yesterday. He's been outstanding versus the right-handed side of the plate. Yes, we know Baltimore has a ton of power. But lefty's 429, righty's 254 versus Nick Pivetta. So Pivetta very much a play at 72. I like a Taillon Pivetta 1-2 punch if you want to save some cash. Because this is, you know, when you got weather like this and the pitching's not great, these are massive GPP slates. So you just got to be able to put the gamble on the table and walk away and see how it turns out. So a Taillon Pivetta, weather permitting, of course, I don't mind that at all. And the last one I'll mention, and this is definitely because it's a GPP slate, but the lower end pitching after Pivetta is horrible. I don't like really any of them, but the one I would take a chance on is Brandon Woodruff of the Milwaukee Brewers coming back into the lineup. We saw him last year pitch really well when he had his chances. This year he's been kind of off and on, but it's mainly been in a bullpen role. He hasn't been extended more than three or four innings in any of his relief outings. We know he can go deep into games. We just don't know how far they're going to stretch him out on this one. So that is a slight concern. But when you look at Woodruff, he's facing an Arizona team with a 26% K rate, and they really struggle against right-handed pitching, extreme struggles. He's got a ground ball rate of over 48%, so it should help him, hopefully, not get completely destroyed. D-backs have a 4-5 total, a horrible WOBA of 294, and an ISO of 151 versus righties. They've really struggled against right-handed pitching. Woodruff at 47 is a gamble I don't mind taking. Kind of like Banda yesterday, that worked out pretty well until the last inning. So Woodruff is definitely a gamble at 47, one that I do like and can look at. So recapping your pitching on this early slate, you got Bauer at 12-8, J.A. Happ at 9,300, Wheeler at 8K, Taillon at 76, Pivetta at 72, and Woodruff at 47. You know, I can mix and match between Taillon, Pivetta, and Woodruff all day long. And then if you have to throw in some Bauer or Happ or Wheeler, go for it. But really, really watch the weather on this early slate, as it's going to be quite tilting, probably as tilting as yesterday. Let's check out the bats at the catcher's position. You got guys like Buster Posey, day game after night game, so be careful. But facing Matt Harvey is definitely always worth a look. If not, Nick Hundley at 37 could be in play as well. Yan Gomes versus the lefty Carpenter for Detroit at 36. Do like that a little bit. Zunino at 35 versus Bartolo Colon is in play as well. If you go down a little farther, you got guys like Luke Maule and Russell Martin against Zach Wheeler at 33 could be in play for you. Manny Pena at 3,200 versus Matt Cook is also worth the look. Farther down you go, though, you got like Robinson Chirinos at 3K because Bergman should be thrown. I believe Bergman's a lefty for Seattle. So get him going for you as well. My apologies. Bergman is a righty. He's a relief pitcher. So you're going to get a bullpen game there with Seattle. So, you know, Chirinos at 3K is still in play. Had a couple knocks last night. Power upside there at that position is something you can enjoy. But check the lineups. Day game after night game, getaway days, you're going to get a lot of cheap catchers in the lineup. So you can really punt if you need to there. First base, Carlos Santana is crushing the baseball. Philly's definitely in play if the game plays against Andrew Kashner. So Santana at 49, I like a lot. If Edwin's in, he was out yesterday. I guess he's a little banged up. But 4,500 versus the lefty Carpenter is a great spot as well. Goldie at 44 isn't horrible either. He's going to slowly get it going. 5 points last night. He's hitting the ball hard. It's just the breakout's coming. It reminds me a lot of Manny Machado last year. We kept going, when's it coming? When's it coming? When's it coming? And then he just exploded. And we enjoyed the cheap prices while we could. Machado was much cheaper than this, though. He got into the 3Ks, which is just wild. You go down a little farther, like Ryan Healy at 42. He went ding-dong yesterday, as we thought he would. So that's a good one. And Joey Gallo at 4K, we like that a lot as well. I like him again. He went deep last night. I like him again today's first base outfield. Brandon Belt, another guy I liked a lot. He went deep yesterday. Had another nice game, another 16 points. Mr. Consistency just keeps trucking along. 4K versus Matt Harvey. I like him a ton at that price tag. You know, farther, you got guys like CJ Cron at 3,800 went deep yesterday facing Jason Hamill. You can get to Hamill, that's for sure. When you look at the Tampa Bay Rays, their team total is 4-5. Lefty's 486, righty's 350 versus Jason Hamill this year. So Cron at 38 could be a GPP kind of off-the-wall play. Justin Smoke at 35 versus Zach Wheeler is in play as well. The farther down you look, you could go to Brad Miller at 3,400 for a GPP, hope for the bomb against Hamill. Nico Goodrum, nah, I'm not paying 34 versus Bauer, but I get it. He's a switch hitter. If you want to take the gamble, you can. He is in play. Jose Martinez, 34 versus Lance Lynn. Lance Lynn's in a revenge game. I still couldn't bring myself to play him, even though it's a revenge game. He's just that bad. St. Louis has a 485 total. Lefty's 412, righty's 357. So Jose's there at 3,400. You go down even farther, and you're going to just want to check lineups for some value there. Some will pop up as the day goes on. Going over to the second base position, you have your usual suspects up top. Brian Dozier at 44, but we look at guys like Yoan Moncada at 43 is not bad, but Merrifield at 42 is not bad as well. Some guys you can look at. But those guys, they're good plays in tougher spots. So you want to look at guys like Cesar Hernandez at 4K. Absolutely love that. You know, even Johnny VR at 38 is not horrible. You could get behind that. Everyone's talking Matt Carpenter. I'm sorry. If he has good games, I'm just not mentioning him because he's horrible. He might run into one here and there, but he's horrible. I'm just going to file and say it. Horrible. So I won't be going that direction. But yeah, Jason Kipnis at 36, if you want a piece of that pie. Joey Wendell was hitting third, I believe, yesterday for Tampa Bay. He's 3,400. Just keep an eye on those kind of plays. Young Harris Solarte is only 34 against Wheeler. That's got some nice value to it as well. Keener Falafa of Texas. He's second base, third base. He was batting right behind Joey Gallo last night. He's 3,200 bucks. Second base, third base, yes, again. And he got you 13 points last night. He's had a few big games here and there. So for a punt at 32, he does bring some upside to the table that I don't absolutely hate. Other than that, you know, like Rougui Odor at 29. We mentioned him as a punt yesterday. He had an RBI double as well. He got you 9 points. He's 2,900 bucks, 9 points. You'll take that at that price tag. So keep an eye on some guys. Sean Rodriguez, 2,700 bucks, hits lefties really well. Second base outfield. Hector Santiago on the mound for Pittsburgh. So a guy like Sean Rodriguez definitely comes into play for you today. Going over to third base, you got Jose Ramirez, keeps crushing baseballs. He's 5,100. The guy is just so, so good. So keep getting him in your lineups early and often. Mikel Franco, don't hate it. Travis Shaw against Matt Cook at 45. I like Cook. Keeps doing it with smoke and mirrors, and he's going to get it pushed in one of these days. It is going to get just roughed up. Total of a little 4.5 for Milwaukee. Lefties 380s, righties 410. That just tells you a lot of it right there. I won't get into all the deep analytics. I can pull up his Fangraphs page, but when you got guys hitting those 380 and 410 off you, but you're still kind of surviving, the big one's coming. Just wait for it. Moustakas at 45 versus Freya is not horrible. Freya is so tilting. Like, he's a guy you can pitch on any slate. I didn't mention him because he's got that 25-plus point upside, but he blows up a lot too. So you just got to kind of your level of what do you want to gamble with. Lefty's 363, righty's 381, but the Royals are rough against everybody pretty much. So Freya's interesting. He could be another one, especially if rain makes you move things around to look at later. Eduardo Escobar is always interesting at 44, but Eugenio Suarez at 4,300 bucks versus the lefty Andrew Suarez for the Giants. Another 23-point game last night for Suarez versus lefty. He's been crushing lefties his whole career. He's been doing it since he came off the DL. So 4,300 bucks worth a look there. So like, I'd go Jose Ramirez, Travis Shaw, Eugenio Suarez as you're looking from top to bottom so far. You get Josh Donaldson for only 4,100 versus Zach Wheeler. He's worth the look. I know he's kind of struggled since coming off the DL. He had that big first game back and kind of hasn't done much since. Another one I like a lot, Kyle Seager. Only 3,900 bucks for his big, sexy Bartolo Colon. Seager is just tearing it up. 13-0, 14-21, 6-34. So a nice little run here. He's only 3,900 bucks. That's way too cheap against Bartolo. So that's a solid, solid play there. Seattle gets cheap a lot. They just don't get the respect they deserve at times. Farther down you go, like Evan Longoria at 37 versus Harvey. I'd probably go up to Seager if I could. Yolmer Sanchez at 36. Colin Moran, not today. Young Harris Solarte at 34 we do like. Mentioned Descalso yesterday He's only 33 again tonight. He had the RBI single that won the game for the D-backs. He had 9 points. He's not flashy. He has big game upside, but at least he's got consistency, kind of like a cash game play there. Mentioned Keener Kalafa at 32. David Freese, he's first base, third base, 3,300 versus Hector Santiago, so another cheapie there, especially, you know, he could be towards the middle of that lineup with some of their guys out. Marte got hurt last night and a couple other plays. So keep an eye on that. And then another one, Alex Blandino. He's second base, third base for the Reds. A right-handed bat. He's been hitting pretty decent lately. He's been playing second base a lot. If you need a punt at second base or third base, he's 2,900 versus Suarez. Shortstop, Machado at 56 is always in play. You got Frankie Lindor at 55. I like that. Escobar talked about him. But Gene Segura at 4K. Again, I told you yesterday I liked him a lot. He's not getting any respect. He's running. He stole two more bases last night. He had 39 DraftKings points last night. And they never had a ball leave the yard. 3 for 5, all singles, 3 runs scored, 1 ribby, a walk, 4 stolen bases. He's getting on and running like crazy these days. His last 3 games, 39, 8, and 20, and then a 0 and 18 or 15. He's not going to do that every game, of course, but he's got so much upside because he can hit with power and speed. He's only 4K. Cologne is not that good. So it's an interesting play there because he gets overlooked all the time. Paul DeJong's always in GPP, home run upside play. Then you got so many guys out in the middle of the shortstop position. Then you go down to like Jose Peraza at 34. I can get behind that. Brandon Crawford again. Another nice night last night. He's 3,300 tonight. He had 18 more points last night. I mentioned him yesterday at 32. He's swinging a good stick. I just wish him and Belt were closer in the lineup, but they're not that far off if you want to kind of put the killer beast stack together. Jerickson Profar at 31 for value as well. And then other than that, check lineups for shortstops. You usually got to pay up, but Crawford, a good little value. There's tons of value here, so if you want to go to Bauer today, you can easily do it. Going to the outfield, you got guys like Tommy Pham. Odubel Herrera at 48, absolutely love him, weather permitting. Eddie Rosario at 47 is intriguing. You got Hoskins at 46 as well. All really good plays. But you got guys like Yelich and Kane. I think stack him in Milwaukee because, God, Cook is going to get put. It's going to come. It's coming. It's so frustrating watching him just manage. It's like Andrew Kashner last year. It's tilting. But Yelich and Kane, 45 and 44 respectively. Nomar Mazara got it done for us yesterday. He's 4,200. Go back to that well again. Mitch Haniger, a big night last night at 42. You can stack Texas and Seattle again. It was a big game last night, and you can see it again. Their game total is to be determined, of course, because Bregman's taking the mound. But you got two bad pitchers. You're going to get a lot of bullpen in this one. I really like the upside of targeting these boys in these matchups. D. Gordon at 41 is not bad. Not bad at all. I'd rather go Segura and like Haniger. Maybe Cruz would probably be out after he got hit by 2 pitches last night. I was informed by our good buddy Doug Thornburn about the pitches being different than what I was just watching it on GameCast while I was watching the Giants game. So I spoke out of turn. It was more in reference to guys getting hit too often these days. But back to baseball. Joey Gallo at 4K is in play. David Peralta at 4K versus Woodruff. Both good plays there. Really, Gallo liked that quite a bit. You go down farther, you got like Castellanos at 39 for GPP. I don't care if it's Trevor Bauer. Castellanos, that's a discount that you can look at. Malik Smith at 38 versus Hamill is a nice GPP type play. You go down farther, you guys like Adam Duvall at 37 versus Suarez is in play as well. Teoscar Hernandez is only 3,700 versus Zach Wheeler. That's a discount. These Toronto prices are pretty, pretty cheap. Surprisingly cheap. Weather permitting, of course, because it's supposed to be nasty in New York. In that one, you got like Alex Gordon at 3,600 versus Faria. Could be a nice value. Since you choose only 35, I like that quite a bit for value. You go down farther. You got guys like Max Kepler at 34 is not too shabby as well. Other than that, you know, there's a few here and there. Austin Jackson, 31. Gregor Blanco, 31. He's leading off for the Giants versus Harvey. You can look that direction for sure. You'll find a few values here and there. You always got like the Rajai Davis and Brandon Guyer versus a lefty at 2,800. He had a grand slam off a lefty yesterday. So those types of plays are in play as well. So Juan Lagares had a big night last night. He likes lefties and Hap at 2,900. So take a look at all those kind of guys when you break it down. So that'll do it up for your early slate of action. Recapping your pitching, you got Trevor Bauer at 12.8, J.A. Happ at 93, Wheeler at 8K, Taillon at 76, you got Pivetta at 72, and Woodruff at 47. Remember, big fan of just taking like a Tyon Pivetta and a Woodruff and getting bats in there if you want. Lots of ways to do it. Maybe leave some cash on the table. Watch the weather. There's a lot of concerns on this slate. But let's get to the night slate. Before we do so, let me talk to you about Draft. Draft.com. Draft in your app store is a great new way to play fantasy sports. You know, when games get canceled or you got guys not in your lineup before the other games end, you get to replace things. Last night was a first for me with the suspended games in Washington and New York, and then the BS 3.5 hour late postponement in Baltimore, and they postponed it after all the other games were out. So it's the first I've ever seen of that. They are really, really good. And contact them if you have any questions. Customer service is great. They've been known to take care of their people in bad situations like that. So go check them out. It's snake style drafts. Great way to play. I played every day, like I said, you know, a handful of lineups. It's you pay it out the next day if you want to, or you just keep on playing. But when you make your first deposit, use promo code SDSports for free entry into a free $3 tournament. They also have NFL best balls going on right now. Tons and tons of fun. So go check it out online at draft.com or draft in your app store. Use promo code SDSports when you check out for free entry into a free $3 tournament. But now let's get into the 5-game night slate for DraftKings with more weather concerns, like we mentioned. 2 of the 5 games have pretty heavy weather concerns. So this could turn into a 3-game night slate, which is just so much fun. There is a 14-game all-day slate. So if you want to go there, because there's a couple pitchers I really like on this slate that you have good conditions, a.k.a. a dome, to use them in. But you got Max Scherzer up top at 12-5 at home against the New York Yankees. Might give up a couple home runs, but Mad Max, we know what we're getting there. Big strikeout upside. You got a Yankee team that strikes out almost 24% of the time. He's striking out over 36% of the guys he faces. That is outstanding. But he's a big fly ball rate, so keep that in mind when you're looking there. But Max is always in play. Just depends on where you want to go. You got Justin Verlander at 12K against the Angels, GPP only, because as you've noticed, the Angels, they don't strike out a ton, a little less than 20%, as McCullers scuffled. Cole pitched well, but not to that price tag. That's the thing. Verlander's got to pitch to that price tag. Another big fly ball guy, but also a big K guy. So Verlander is in play for GPP only, but understand the risk. Now it gets fun. You drop down to guys like Mr. Walker Buehler at $8,500 at the Miami Marlins. This one baffles me because last start out at home against Cincinnati, he was $10,500. He drops $2,000, and he has a better matchup in Miami. Kind of confused on this one. But I am going to jump on it, and I'm going to take the bait or whatever you're putting out there. He's been outstanding, and he's got great stuff. Facing a Miami team that strikes out over 24% of the time. Walks are always a concern with Buehler, but you know, he's got a 30% K rate, a 58.7% ground ball rate. I absolutely love Walker Buehler. I think this is a great spot for him. Miami's got the third lowest total at 3.5. They have a horrible 272 WOBA and a horrible 106 ISO versus right-handed pitching. Walker Buehler at 85 is a phenomenal play tonight. Tyler Chatwood, $6,500, is a little risky. It is in Atlanta. You have to take risks when you have a potential 3-game slate out of a 5-game slate. He's been really, really good this year. Better at home than on the road. He does get hit by lefties a little bit, but he's got, you know, 15-plus point upside for $6,500. You do like that quite a bit. Atlanta strikes out over 20% of the time. Big ground ball rate of 57%, which we like a lot. Atlanta's team total is 4.7, second highest on the slate behind the Cubs in that same matchup. Lefties hit 383, righties 300, so yes, a little concerning with guys like Ozzie Albies and Freddie Freeman and Inciarte, who double-donged yesterday, and I mentioned he's been getting overlooked a lot yesterday. And you got Nick Markakis. There's a lot of lefties in that lineup that do scare you a little bit, so keep that in mind, but Chatwood at the price tag is worth the gamble. At that same price tag is the other pitcher I like quite a bit at this slate, and that is Caleb Smith at $6,500 at home against the Los Angeles Dodgers. Caleb Smith has been outstanding at home this year, 22 and a two-thirds innings pitch, 6 earned, 29 strikeouts, averaging 21.5 DraftKings points per start. At that price tag, he's got tremendous upside against a Dodgers team that has just been scuffling. Wei-Yin Chen, folks. Wei-Yin Chen shut them down last night. That tells you how bad the Dodgers are playing right now. It is really, really, really bad. They strike out over 22% of the time versus lefties. It is a walk concern with Caleb Smith, 11.5% walk rate, big fly ball rate, also only 30% ground ball rate, but he strikes out the world, a ton of swinging strikes. Dodgers team with about a 4 total, lefties 297, righties 301. Again, horrific WOBA, horrific ISO, 289 WOBA, 128 ISO. They almost have the same WOBA as the Marlins versus left-handed pitching, or against right-handed pitching. So, two really bad teams. against their handedness in that matchup. And that brings me to my point. On a small slate, I might pitch both of them and then stack the crap out of Chicago and Atlanta if you don't trust the rain in the other games. That might be my approach on this small slate. But we'll see how it turns out as the weather keeps going. The last pitcher I will mention, GPP-wise, is Garrett Richards at $5,800. Way too cheap for his potential. Yes, it's the Astros. Yes, they can go off. We know. We've seen them kind of scuffle in their first couple games here. And overall, like the last week or so, their bats have been quiet, which is scary because you know they can blow up at a given notice. But the reason why I love Richards a ton is he, you know, on his worst, he usually has, you know, 14, 15 point upside. Yes, he has a minus 7.1 against the Yankees. Hit 11 points last time against Minnesota. But the upside, he is one of the few pitchers, even he can put up Max Scherzer numbers. He has a 32-point game in Seattle, 31-9 against the Giants, but then 20.9, 14-4, 27.2. He has big boy upside at $5,800. And yes, Houston is a very good lineup that's quiet. If they blew up, you would not be surprised. But at that price point, you have to really give it a good look. You look at they strike out almost 22% of the time, so striking out more than normal. He has a 27.3% K rate, big swing and strike rate of almost a 58% ground ball rate. At $5,800, he becomes very interesting because people don't like fading the Astros. They have a 3-9 total, which is 1-2-3, fifth lowest on this slate, given there's only 10 teams, so it's halfway mark. But lefty's 269, righty's 344. He makes for a very interesting play because even at that price, like, he can give up runs, get you 15-plus points, but he's got that 25, 30-plus point upside at $5,800. I don't mind it. So your pitchers you're looking at, obviously Scherzer's in play, Verlander, of course. But then Buehler at $8,500, absolutely love him. Like a Buehler-Richards combo, if you don't want to match the same game up, I like it a lot. And they got Chatwood at 65, Caleb Smith at 65, all really good looks. But I don't think you need to pay up for Scherzer and JV, and you can get a lot of bats. But remember, weather's ugly. But if you want to play the 14-game full-game slate, Buehler, Smith, Richards, all three of those are good matchups to, you know, because Taillon's okay, Pavetta's got weather concerns. You could use like a Buehler, a Smith, or Richards, and then get all the bats from the early games you like to go with the late games. There are ways to approach the slate besides just playing the late slate. Let's get into the bats on this late slate. At the catcher's position, Wilson Contreras, $4,300 first. Brandon McCarthy is very, very nice. The Cubs will be a big boy play. They have the highest total on the night slate so far. So we don't have all the totals, of course. Actually, for the night slate, we do. It's the early games we're waiting on. So at 4.8 total, lefty's 361, righty's 360 at McCarthy. Cubs, you know, they're hit and miss. They didn't do a ton last night, but you know how they can pop off at 4,300. You go down to guys like JT Realmuto. Probably not. I'm not looking to fade Buehler. Really not. But if you aren't using Richards, Brian McCann at 33, still cheap because the upside's there. Good cash game play. 8 more points last night. I had him in pretty much every lineup. He's just playing really consistent right now with upside for a big night from time to time. So I don't hate that at all. You slide down farther. Yeah, guys, you really want to check the lineups. It's a rough slate. Maybe Tyler Flowers at 27 if he checks the lineup. Kurt Suzuki at 31 as well are both in play for you there. First base. You got the likes of Freddie Freeman at 52 is outstanding. We mentioned lefties versus Chatwood. That's where you're going in this matchup. Lefties 383 like that one. So Freeman at 52 or Rizzo at 48. Those are your two guys you're going to want to really build behind in this one. Trevor Cahill is pitching for Oakland, and he wasn't on. Oh, now he's there. He's 5,100 versus Boston. I don't hate that as a punt either. Weather is nasty. Actually, weather won't be that bad in that matchup. So I will write him down as an option there. I didn't see him when I did research last night. He wasn't on there. So Trevor Cahill at 51 at Boston. Yes, it's risky because it's Boston. But Cahill's got some serious upside also. So him and Richards both become nice plays in that one. Sorry, back to your scheduled hitting broadcast. If you're not using Cahill, Moreland is not a bad look at 4,200. You go down farther to guys like Mark Reynolds for Washington. If that game gets in, Reynolds crushes lefties, first base, third base eligible. Sabathia on the mound at 3,500. Reynolds becomes a very good GPP power upside play. Yuli Gurriel at 3,400, if you aren't using Garrett Richards, is in play. A small slate, you're going to have to pick your poisons. You might even have a batter against one of your pitchers. Like Justin Borvers, Buehler at 3K has that power upside for dirt cheap. Same with Louis Valbuena at 2,800 versus Justin Verlander. But you want Freeman and Rizzo if you can get there. Second base, Ozzie Albies at 51 is the guy you want. If not, you go down to guys like Javi Baez at 45, we like quite a bit. Ben Zobrist at 35, second base outfield leading off, does bring you some nice upside on that one. So those are the kind of names you're going to look out there. Maybe Kiki Hernandez, 3,100. First, the lefty Smith, Austin Barnes, 3,100 as well. Not great plays, but there's something. And then, like I mentioned yesterday, he finds the lineup, David Bote, at 2,900 versus Chicago. I'm probably pronouncing it wrong, but I'm sorry. Going over to third base position, you got Chris Bryant at 5K. Don't hate that at all. Anthony Rendon hits lefties extremely well. He's 3,800 versus CeCe. CeCe can shut teams down, so Nationals will be an interesting stack. Justin Turner's back, hits lefties well. He's 3,700. Didn't do much last night, but he's back. Bregman at 36 was hitting higher in the lineup yesterday. I like that quite a bit, actually. Got on base a few times. Something to look at there. Max Muncy for the Dodgers. Probably not going to play much anymore with Turner back, but if he is in the lineup, he's 3,200 as well from the right side. He was hitting really well while there. Matt Chapman is a GPP play at 2,800 versus Chris Sale. And then Valbuena at 28 as well. Shortstop, you got Carlos Correa as usual. Trey Turner at 45 is very, very intriguing. Chris Taylor at 39 for the Dodgers. You go down farther, Eduardo Nunez at 34. Marcus Semien at 32 versus Chris Sale. Anelton Simmons at 31 versus Verlander. Some nice GPP plays with some value you could look at there. And when you head to the outfield, again, I'm going through this quick because it's a five-game messy slate. This is a definite Slack chat slate to come join us in. But Mookie Betts at 57 is in play every night of the week. We talk about that. Bryce Harper's not bad at 51. Martinez at 5K, all in play for you there. You go down to guys like Nick Markakis at 44. I like that quite a bit against Chatwood. Benintendi's been heating up when deep yesterday. He's 43 versus Cahill. Acuna went deep yesterday, 42. Kyle Schwarber, 41. All good plays there. Again, Inciarte double-donged yesterday at 4K. Like that quite a bit for you there. K with the Chris Davis for GPPs at 37 versus Chris Sale. Justin Upton's on fire. He took Cole deep. He's only 36 versus Verlander, so in a GPP, I could definitely get behind that. Mentioned Ben Zobrist as well at 35. The last few you look at, like Yasiel Puig, he's starting to slowly heat up. He's 3,300. So keep an eye on him in your lineups. Do not play cash games tonight. That's one thing I'll definitely say. Do not play cash games. Not good. Unless you really just want to sweat it out like it's a GPP. Chad Pender at 28 for punts. Piscotty went deep yesterday. He's 27 for a punt as well. But check lineups as you usually have to do. Ugly slate. So you recap your pitching. You got Scherzer and JV up top, of course. But then Buehler at 85 is the cream of the crop. 65 for Chadwood, 65 for Smith. And then Richards at 58, Cahill at 51. Definite GPP slate where you can punt and see what happens. Let's look at your BVP. Again, Odubel Herrera, as we talked about him yesterday, 6 for 14, two homers off Trashner. Cesar Hernandez, 5 for 11 with a triple. Jose Iglesias, 5 for 11 with a double off Trevor Bauer. Dexter Fowler, 5 for 14 with a double and a homer off Lance Lynn. That's a different Dexter Fowler because he's broken right now. Wilson Ramos, 4 for 12, two homers off Jason Hamill. So that's an interesting one to look at. D. Gordon, 14 for 35 with a double and a homer off of Bartolo Colon. You got Buster Posey, 5 for 8, two doubles and a homer off of Harvey. McCutcheon and Belt have both taken Harvey deep as well. Howie Kendrick, 10 for 24 with a double off CeCe. Kendrick does like his lefty, so keep him in mind tonight. Neil Walker, 4 for 23, a .174 average, but he's got three homers off Scherzer. Stanton's hitting .222 with two homers. Scherzer gives up the long ball. We know that. That's what he does, so you can take your Yankee stabs if you like. Eduardo Nunez, 7 for 16, two doubles, two homers off Trevor Cahill. It's a nice .438 average. You go down a little farther. Freddie Freeman, 7 for 13, two doubles off Tyler Chatwood. Ben Zobrist, 6 for 24, the double and a homer. It's only .250 average. Pujols, 8 for 29, three doubles, two homers off of Verlander. Trout's hitting a .087 against Verlander. 2 for 30, 23, both home runs, but .087 against Verlander. That's impressive. Josh Reddick, 9 for 25 with a double off of Garrett Richards. So there you have it, folks. Quick hits in the books for your Wednesday, May 15th edition. Check us out on Twitter at TheSportsDegens, online at TheSportsDegens.com. Francisco released his Week 38 Italia Serie A picks this morning. We got Always Pressing PGA DFS podcast with myself and Jesse previewing the Byron Nelson Classic. Jesse's picks are out for the Byron Nelson Classic DraftKings preview. We'll have the PGA OAD picks out today and much, much more. So go check it all out again. And then hit us out on the Slack chat with any questions you have. Things are going well over there as always. If you want in, get an invite. Check out draft.com, draft in your app store. Use promo code SD Sports when you make your first deposit for entry into a free $3 tournament. But good luck on this slate. Hit me up on Twitter at BDNetrick with your questions. Really ugly. But this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, May 16th edition. I'm out.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.